Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Ascension Magic Radio. Today is Sunday, May 3rd, 2020, and I'm your host. My name is Ron Ike. You can just call me Ron. Some of my friends call me Ronnie, whichever you prefer. I appreciate you all being here today. Today's show is going to be about animals and animal readings. I've done these shows before. You might have checked them out in the archives of my show page, but the idea is that I'm working with a few decks of cards. I like to work with oracle cards. I have a deck by Stephen Farmer called Messages from Your Animal Spirit Guides. I also have one that I work with a lot. It's called the Druid Animal Oracle. Sometimes I work with Native American stuff, but I felt more guided today to work with Druid, the Druid tradition. Many cultures connect with the animals, but specifically I was drawn to the Druids today. So, sometimes people refer to animals, animal guides as like power animals, totem animals, many different names to talk about the concept of an animal spirit that is helping you or assisting you in some way. Similarly to a guardian angel or a guide, it's the essence of an animal. And if you're intuitive or if you're clairvoyant, you may see the animal, or you may just sense a part of the animal with you. In our day-to-day existence in the 21st century, we've come to a place where we're bringing all this ancient wisdom back into our forefront of our consciousness. You know, a lot of humans believe that we're separate from everything, that it's just us, you know, survival of the fittest. So, and that's a horrible way to think. I mean, feel that that's changing, but really the reality is that we're connected to everything. Everything is connected. We're connected to the trees, and we're connected to the animals, and we're connected to the stars and crystals and everything. Everything is one. And that is what's coming into our reality right now, is that there is no separation. So with that mindset, you can see how animals are a part of our psyche. You can almost think of it in a sense, like, since we're all connected, I know some people tend to believe that, well, if we're all connected, then an animal must be a part of me because I'm a part of God. The animal's a part of God. So an animal is an essence of myself, perhaps taking a different form. Kind of thinking of it, you know, like in some cultures where they believe you can be reincarnated as an animal spirit or from an animal, similar to that, because everything is connected. So you can call upon specific animals, of course, but many times animals show up when you need them, and maybe you're not even be aware of it. Of course, you have your precious loved pets that you have had in your life, but these are wild animals that exist in nature itself. I want to share a story with you of something that happened to me that I thought was really interesting. This was actually about a year ago. There's a park near my house that I go to very frequently to go hiking and, you know, connect with nature. Oftentimes before I go, I will literally put out an intention. Okay, I'm going to connect with my spirit animal today. What animal needs to work with me? And I just, you know, was hiking. And I didn't really see any animals that were sticking out, but I ran into this woman and her daughter, and they were like, "Did you see the mountain lion?" I was like, "What? Mountain lion?" Because they're not very common around where I live. Yeah, there's a mountain lion somewhere around here. And I was like, you know, obviously they were scared, but I said, okay, well, thank you for sharing that with me. And I walked away kind of laughing because I knew that was the universe revealing to me, oh, I need to look up the mountain lion. What does the mountain lion represent for that? You know, there may or may not have been a mountain lion there, but the fact is that that was the universe revealing to me that was the animal that I need to work with. One time the same thing happened to me as well. I said, okay, well, what animals do I need to work with? You know, I sat down by a tree and I kind of meditated, and I heard this loud turkey, like, I was like, what the heck is this? And I saw like literally a turkey just like walk right in front of me at that moment. And they're like, okay, I need to look up the turkey. Now the turkey has actually come to me a lot of times at this park. There's a whole family of turkeys that are here at this park. And I wanted to look it up what it meant. And, you know, the turkey, we think of, you know, Thanksgiving, but there's a reason why the turkey is associated with Thanksgiving is because it's about a gift and giving and sacrifice and all these things. It's like, okay. So I was like thinking there's a lot of wisdom there for me to look at for that particular time in my life. Another time I was seeing squirrels everywhere. And I said, okay, squirrels. Oh, I get it. Squirrels gathering and collecting. Cause I was at a time in my life where I was putting the pieces together and I was trying to figure things out. And I was, you know, looking up all this information and studying, and it was like gathering everything. Oh, I get it. So, you know, it's symbolic in a sense, but there's a lot of also intuitive things as well. So you can actually connect with animals just by having the intention. It's like anything in life. Your intention is what's going to make that happen. And you also have to get out of this idea that it's not possible, that you know, if you believe that you don't have animals guiding you, then that's going to be your reality. So step out of the idea of separation and just be open to what comes into your life. You'll be surprised, especially if you see the same animal repeatedly. You'll know that that's a sign for you. Now, as I mentioned, I am working specifically with the Druid tradition, the Druid Oracle card specifically today. And I did draw a card, as I always do. I just try to see what messages do we all need for everyone. And the particular animal that revealed itself today through the Druid tradition, mind you, because there's the Native American tradition and other traditions, is the boar, which is a very, very powerful animal. And in Gaelic, it's actually the torque. Okay. And if you could see this card, in fact, maybe I'll put it on my Facebook page. It's facebook.com/ascensionmagic. There's a lot of symbolism on this card in terms of like warrior spirit, warrior energy. There's a helmet and there's like a trumpet of war, and there's a stone, which is the boar stone, which is a symbol that was used a lot of times in the Gaelic, Scottish, Irish kind of tradition. In fact, when I was reading about this, it says that many in the Scottish tradition, as a matter of fact, women used to give birth by the boar stone and put their feet on it to get power, to give birth. So, you know, there's symbolism of giving birth to your dreams here, but what I'm getting in terms of why it's coming forth right now, and of course you could look it up and get your own intuition as well, but it's almost like when you think of in the Hindu tradition, Ganesh, and clearing obstacles away and allowing things to just kind of clearing the path, I feel like that's very, very much a part of what it's representing today. But it's also pulling power into yourself and allowing you to move forward effortlessly. And despite the fact that the boar is a very strong kind of masculine animal, there's also a lot of feminine energy there as well. It's a lot of times in a lot of the Druid tradition, it's associated with the energy of the goddess as well. So the power, but we think of power typically as being masculine, but we all have the traits of masculinity and femininity within us, bringing balance to that harmony and allowing that to move forward fearlessly, right? As we go through this time, we're in difficult times right now, as everybody knows what we're dealing with in terms of this, you know, COVID-19 and quarantine, and people are frightened. Maybe people are losing people to this disease, and then there's the economy and all these different things, but the boar can give you strength to move forward. Okay. But of course, you know, working with your own guides and angels as well to help you stay centered and grounded during this time is important as well, because there's a lot of chaos around. Okay. My advice to you, hopefully you are already doing this, but keep away from news as much as possible. I mean, I'm not saying don't be informed about things, but you know, you can watch CNN 24 hours a day and it's the same information day in and day out, giving you the same, you know, frightening statistics and making you adding on to the fear that's already exists in the world. Okay. You will get information when you need information. Your angels, your guides, they are there to help you. They will know what you need to receive at the moment. You don't need to be consumed with information 24/7. Okay. I'm not saying that it's telling you specifically what to do. It's just advice, because I know that I know people that get into that whole drama and get sucked into that. And it's my wish that that does not happen for you. Okay. So stay centered, stay grounded. We're going to work with the animals here. For my callers today, I have lots of people calling in. Yay. Thank you for calling in. So excited. I will be pulling some cards from these animal decks, and it's also just kind of tapping into what I sense, what I feel, and whatever messages want to come forth. In previous shows, if you listen, as I mentioned, I worked with Native American cards, and there was a particular spread that I would use for that. I'm not going to be doing a particular spread. I just feel like I'm going to be sharing with you what messages these animals have, and we'll just go from there, and it'll be fun, and you'll learn some stuff about different animals that maybe you didn't know. And let's get started. So I'm going to first play this kind of intro music. That's my like, okay, we're getting ready, y'all, to pull some cards, yo. Yeah. All right, let's do it. So I see a lot of people in the switchboard. I probably should start getting on the switchboard earlier and start screening these calls, because I don't know any of you, what your names are, where you're from. So I have to ask you your name and where you're from. Sorry, but it's still, we get to talk. Okay, let's start with our first caller here. Let's get someone. You're area code 919. Where'd you go? Here you are. Hello.
Hi, welcome. How are you, Ron?
I'm doing well. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Janet, and I'm from North Carolina, and I just wanted to see what you could pull for me and connect me to my spirit animal, because I'm seeing something a lot, and I'm just wondering if that's it.
Okay. Well, I would say to you, Janet, that despite what I say, because I am only a messenger and I'm sharing my information, you have to trust yourself as well. So I would say to you, if you are seeing a certain sign and you're feeling like, oh yeah, that is significant, then it probably is.
Right.
You know,
okay.
That's my advice. Of course, I'm going to pull some stuff for you here, but my advice
to you
would be to trust yourself, because I think that, you know, you don't want to doubt yourself or give your power away, because that diminishes you, and you're stronger, and you're more amazing. You're more amazing than that. And I like your name. I think Janet is a really cool name for you. Whoever named you.
Oh, thank you.
It's a cool name. It just fits you. I don't know. It's very, has a lot of strength, but there's a lot of gentleness in there as well. So like you embody the feminine qualities of that gracefulness, but also like moving just that, you're just a well-rounded individual, which I sense that, and it's really cool. So.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, of course. Okay. So Janet, I'm going to work with Stephen Farmer first, and then I'm going to do the Druid, because I feel like the Stephen Farmer Oracle is a little more straightforward, to the point. The Druid one tends to be a little more metaphysical in a sense. We'll do both. So we're going to see what animal is going to pop out for you. Hopefully we'll see if it makes sense of it. What comes up? Let's see. I'm going to shuffle. Thinking of Janet. Okay. So, okay. Make sure I get the right one. Perfect. This is the one it says. Okay. Whew, strong animal. Okay. So the animal that came out of this particular deck of cards is the elk. And the elk, a very, very powerful, strong animal, standing tall and maintaining your dignity, no matter what others are doing or what others are saying, treating yourself with the respect that you deserve and not allowing yourself to give away your power. As I mentioned before, you know, you are more aware than maybe you do realize that you're aware, but I feel like there's a lot of guides and angels around you. They already work with you, you know, and you are constantly in connection to some degree with that. The elk can help you when you feel like you're in a place of despair, or there's a lot of circumstances that are keeping or holding you back, because you think, you know, if you visualize an elk, they're very massive, strong, powerful animals. So similar to the boar, as I talked about, you know, just kind of plowing forward and moving forward. And keeping yourself in a grand posture, so to speak, because elks are very like graceful and grand when they walk. So keeping your head held high,
yes.
looking forward, and just sort of keeping your eye on the prize and just taking it day by day. It's that, you know, moving forward gracefully, you know, keeping that grace. And what
okay.
it's suggesting is try slowing down a little bit and moving a little bit slower while keeping your attention focused in the day-to-day moment. I think that's important for all of us because we're all kind of thinking about, okay, what's going to happen next? What's going to happen with school? What's going to happen with my job? What's going to happen with the economy? And, you know, and so on and so on. And we're planning. But do we take a moment to deal with what's in this present moment around us, right?
Yeah.
And being strong with that, okay? So you'll make more
yes,
of an impact when you just kind of keep that relaxed energy, and that's what the elk can help you with. It's a very, very, very powerful energy. It's going to help you to tap into more of that masculine part of yourself as well, to kind of balance the masculine and feminine aspects of you. So that is from the Stephen
okay.
Farmer deck. Okay. That's what comes out for you. And
okay.
it might be for someone else listening. Let's work with the Druid tradition because these are a little more interesting, I think. And we'll see the animal. And I do see a lot of birds around you as I'm talking. So birds are messengers.
Yes,
so that kind of,
yes, yes.
that kind
and
of taps
see,
me.
That's what, yeah, it's so amazing because I've lost someone several months ago and I keep seeing these birds, you know, and I mean,
mm-hmm.
It's crazy because I see hawks circling all
uh-huh.
the time.
Well, the hawk is a messenger. So you are likely a messenger or if, you know, maybe you're a medium or maybe you do psychic work or some degree, but hawk is associated as the archetypical messenger animal. It's the bridge between
yeah.
the other world above and the earth below. So it can, the hawk is messenger. So if you're constantly seeing hawks, I would say that means that you're a messenger. So what I mean, I feel like you're very intuitive. I feel like you already connected with a lot of the,
let's see,
that
I feel
part of,
chills going through me right now, just you saying that, you know,
I feel like you're already connected to that. It's just like, what do you do with it? You know, maybe you do a radio show like this, or maybe you, do a blog, or maybe you create a Facebook page or something where you can get your messages out there because there's that part of you. I don't see like writing or anything, but I feel like you're more of a vocal person. I feel like you're a speaker to some degree where you can speak
okay.
your wisdom. And I feel like you can say things, but almost like sometimes you don't know where it's coming from. Like, where did that come from? Like, where
yeah.
did I get that idea? You know, so that's your animals and that's your spirits. That's your angels. They're all there working with you, but you are very, very like you're just an old spirit, an old soul. And I use that in the sense where, you know, you have a lot of you're connected to a lot of the older part of yourself, like in terms of other lifetimes and that where some people
yeah.
may not be as connected to that. I feel like when we say old soul, young soul, it implies that some are younger than others. And that's not what we mean by that. We just mean like more like connected to yourself. That's kind of what it really means. Like you're connected and you have that, you can pull it all in. Whereas some people may not be as aware of that. You have a lot of that,
yeah.
that in to you. Okay. So this is the card that came
yeah.
out from the Druid Oracle for you. The card, it's a bird, of course. It's the goose, which is interesting. I see in the pictures of the card, there's a flock of geese flying ahead. And there's two geese here in the picture. Now, they're not like what we would think of, like, you know, like what we typically would see. There's a lot of brownish energy in these, but they're very, very pretty. And I'm going to tell you what the pronunciation is in the Gaelic tradition, and I'm going to try my best to say this here. Oh, it doesn't really give a pronunciation
okay.
guide, but it's like Geadus. I don't even know if I said that right. It says, let's see if it has a pronunciation guide here, because I am going to butcher. People are going to. It's like Giag. It's G E with an accent A D H. Pronunciation approximate. Giag or Giag. Okay, I hope I didn't butcher that as much as possible, despite the way that I pronounced it. It's more important. And I apologize. Please don't be mad, people. If I tried my best to do this, I am not well versed in the the Gaelic tongue, but I tried my best. Let's tell you a little bit more about this this goose and what this goose can mean for you at this time, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Oh, I hear birds in the background too.
Yes, I'm outside.
Are you outside? You have one?
I'm outside, yeah.
You're outside? Oh,
no,
I can hear chirp.
These are just birds that are here.
That's so cool. Oh, that's cool. All right. So goose is really, according to the Druid tradition and stuff in Gaelic tradition, it's coming into your own and taking on responsibilities. This could be in a relationship, because there's a partnership here. There's two geese that I see there, but it could be like taking care of a family or some type of responsibility. It's doing that in a positive way, in a stable way. Okay. Taking care of children or taking care of a partner or some kind of like taking care and family oriented is what that's really about.
I've always been a caregiver. I've always been a caregiver. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the goose makes sense because that's what what it's really there for. There's a lot of interpretations of it, but I say go with what your own feelings tell you, your own intuition is saying. It kind of gives me the sense of like the mother hen, where like people, like you take care of people, people trust you, people feel safe with you, and that I think it makes sense that, but also because it's a bird, it can just fly and spread its wings when it needs to. So you can take care of others, but also take care of yourself and fly away when you need to do that for yourself. So that's important because a lot of people have not mastered that idea of giving and receiving, and you kind of know when to take a step back and to say, okay, it's time for me to take care of myself so that you can better give to others. And I think the goose is really a powerful message, but it's also like a softer kind of energy. It's like the elk is more like strong, and this one's more like a softer kind of, so there's that balance.
Is that what you meant by brownness?
When I say brownish, I mean when I look at the picture, the color, there's like a lot of browns in the picture, like the colors. I've just drawn to the colors there. So that's what I kind of was saying. Like it's more like just a softer kind of muted. So that, to me, I feel like it's balance of the masculine and the feminine again, like in just balancing that giving and receiving. That's kind of what I get there. Yeah. So it's pretty cool. I think it's awesome that you're seeing
I get like earth is what I get.
That as well. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's really cool that you're seeing the hawk. I think the hawk is really like what you can do is you can just connect with the hawk, when you're out there in nature and you can just ask for a message.
Because they fly around my house. I can be going down the road and want to fly in my path. I mean, it's crazy how much I'm seeing them,
right there. That just tells you that that's one of your animals for sure. For sure. Don't doubt yourself. You got this.
Oh, I knew it was something. I knew it was something, I just knew it was. But thank you, Ron. I appreciate it so very much.
Yeah, it's so great to talk to you.
I'll follow this and definitely pay attention to it. Thank you very much. Have a pleasant
You're
day.
You're welcome. Okay, you have a great day as well.
Bye-bye.
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 Thank you. Let's get to our next call. Let's go to 323. I'm going to get you on the line. Good afternoon. Welcome to Ascension Magic. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. This is David in Palm Springs.
David in Palm Springs, it's good to hear you. Is it hot right now?
It's going to be today, yeah. It's so interesting. I was just listening to your last call, and we had a very late spring here. It was very cold through March and into April, and I had this weird phenomenon where geese were actually hanging out in my swimming pool. So I was having to run outside the backyard and scare the geese off. Not that I hate geese. I just didn't want drop their little love donations in my pool.
I feel what you're saying. Yeah, that's kind of cool. But do you think that was a message for you possibly?
I don't. I just think it was not the geese. I mean, I wouldn't have even thought of it had Janet not, the card for Janet was the geese. And I just thought, oh, that's
cool.
A little bit of synchronicity.
Yeah, that's really cool. Thank you for sharing that. So David, I'm going to work again with the Druid Oracle cards for you. I do sense a lot of shamanic energy with you. So are you already practicing like shamanism to some degree, or are you really just interested in that?
I've been interested. I'm not an active practicer. I've tried to like become part of communities, and I've never mm-hmm. kind of been taken in. So I'm the lone wolf type.
I see. Okay. Well, I just get that energy around you. Like, so it could be just you're interested in that, and maybe people right. are in your circle of friends as well. So, I'm actually going to work with Druid. I also feel like there's a lot of sense with the Native American energy. So even though I don't have that specific deck ready to go, I'm going to just also pull a card from that one as well to give you an energy, to give you an animal. So
okay.
let's see. Yeah, exactly. Because we're going to do two traditions. So this one's in Druids. And let's see, I'm thinking of David in Palm Springs.
Well, the interesting thing of where I am right here in Palm Springs is literally where my house is where the last living free Native American people were. It was their last stand.
Mm.
And they actually made it till about 1918 before they were taken over.
That's really interesting. So we'll definitely pull a card from the Native American decks as well. So we'll get to for you. So we'll start with the Druid one. This is another bird. And this one's the blackbird. And according to this particular representation, it's about like listening to your inner call and following what your inner guidance is telling you. Because, you know, I think we're all like, and it's interesting because when I look at this card, I see there's like a cave. Think of like the quarantine period we're in right now, right? Like just sort of going within ourselves and our inner caves and being able to figure out like, what am I here for? You know, what is my purpose and all that. So there's some of that going on. There's also berries on the tree that I'm seeing. So it's like the fruit of your labor, you know, coming out. So there's a lot of symbolism in this particular card. It's a really beautiful bird, you know, like just that black. And it's interesting in this picture when I see it, it's against the night sky. So it's like this contrast between the night sky with the stars, and there's this bird. There's also like a moon. So it's that metaphysical, like the shadow side of yourself. When we think of the shadow side, sometimes, you know, people freak out. Oh my God, like this, you know, it's just the parts of ourselves that we're working on, that we're, you know, that no longer serve us, that we're letting go and just kind of, you know, like listening to your heart, coming into your own. I think that's really, really what's happening with everybody right now. But in the Druid tradition now, the blackbird is like the gateway between two worlds, almost the same as the hawk would be, but it's mm-hmm. allowing you to follow your spiritual path so that you can become more aware. And because of the stars in the background, I was drawn to that. He's calling you into the twilight to show you the other side of yourself. So when I was saying shadow side, it's, you could think of it as two ways. You could think of it as things that you don't want anymore, that you're trying to release, but also things that you know are a part of you that you don't always connect with, you know, because there's like the part of us that we show to the world, and there's this other part of ourselves, but it's all makes the big circle of who we are. We're all connected. We have all these different things. So there's times where you might want to concentrate on the outer world, but right now, especially with our quarantine and such, it's going into the inner world and listening to the song of your soul. It's the bird, the song, right? So just finding out what it is that brings you passion. And I'm seeing a drum. So maybe a drum circle. I don't know if they have like virtual drum circles right now that you could be a part of. They probably do. Like they must exist somewhere. Like I'm sure someone has put together like a Zoom drum circle or something. Or you can go and get, you know, drum circle like audio recordings from like iTunes or YouTube or something. I'm sure they have recordings, but the drum and listening to the drum is going to kind of like get you into like a trance state a little bit, so you can more connect with who you are and opening up to all that that's there with you. Okay.
I have some sacred drum music loaded onto my computer. So
fantastic.
And I haven't listened to it in a couple of years, but it, like I can literally just push the button and play it.
That's great. That's perfect. That's going to help you to listen, because I feel like the drum is going to, the repetitive nature of it is really going to just help you just kind of get into a state where you're going to be more receptive to hearing and seeing and understanding and so on. So that is from the Druid tradition. Now, I'm going to work also with the Native American. This is a deck of cards called Medicine Cards. And I work with this deck a lot, but I feel like I want to work with this one with you. So let's get an animal from here and we'll see what animal you can work with. Okay, so this is the one. Interesting. Now, I talked about this before at the beginning of the show, but it's the turkey. A lot of birds coming up today.
right.
But, you know, the turkey is like about like gifts and what gifts you have to offer, what gifts you can giving to others, like during this time period or just in general. But also, as I talked about before, being aware of your own gifts, what your own talents and abilities are. And there's a lot of things there. Maybe you are aware of, maybe you're not aware of. I also see like music there. So there's a lot of musical potential there with you. Music is important to you, and just kind of letting you be into that space of freedom when you're in that flow of the music. That's just kind of something that's popping into my head. But turkey was actually the medicine of a lot of mystics and a lot of saintly figures. So, the turkey is here to help you to just basically think about your own gifts, but how you can reach out and assist other people as well with what you have to offer. And that's kind of true for all of us right now, because we're trying to figure this out. We're trying to figure out the next step for humanity and where we're going, and calling upon the turkey, you know, can help you to think about that, or to kind of realize that. Okay. So I hope that makes sense to you.
Yeah, it does make sense. Yes, absolutely.
Cool. Well, let me know like how things continue to go for you. I'm excited to hear, you know, what your next steps are, like what revelations come to you. And keep me posted.
Well, thank you. I've heard you on Blog Talk before and never had a chance to call in. And so I wanted to connect with you. So thank you very much. I really, really appreciate
it. Oh, it's really cool to hear from you. Thank you for the positive feedback. I really, really do appreciate that.
All right.
Thank
you
very much.
Things. I'll talk to you again. Okay. Bye.
Same to you, David. Okay. Bye-bye. All right, guys. Let's go to, I got so many people calling in. How about 951 here? Get you on the line. Good afternoon. Welcome to Ascension Magic. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Ron. Hey, it's Nathaniel calling.
Oh, you are just always on my show, which I'm not complaining about, but it's like, I hope things are going well for you. How's your guitar thing coming along?
You know, I did get a guitar a couple of days ago on my birthday.
Uh-huh.
I had ordered it, and they actually have 6 months to return it. If I didn't like it, I kind of ordered it the wrong color, but, so Guitar Center's having a thing. If you order online, you have six months to return it. So
cool.
That was pretty good.
So you're trying to do like teaching guitar, right? Isn't that correct?
Yeah.
Or,
I can't remember. I think I'm going to write some children's music, and then, you know, I might get a children's following then, because I may have to write and get an album out before I even start teaching. You know, I don't know how that's going to work out, you know?
Yeah.
But, never to worry. Just
well,
trust
remember, it's just
over.
About really keep your focus on what it is that you're wanting and what it is that you're desiring. Okay. More that you focus on that, and then when you just kind of let go and you just let it happen, the more that will manifest for you. That's true for anything. Okay. Cause you have the power. Don't give in to the self-doubt and the, you know, maybe things didn't work out in the past. But the past is not the present, okay? We're in the present moment, and you have all the power, all right? Just remember that. So call upon the...
You don't have any power in the past, right? You only have the power
exactly.
The
well, remember the boar. Call upon the boar. That can help you to kind of plow through ahead. Let's see what animal can work with you right now, okay, Nathaniel,
as you
go through... Yeah, of course. I'm just going to do it for every caller. Let's see. Okay, Nathaniel. Okay, this is the one. Oh, well, that's interesting. Okay, I'm gonna. This is. I swear, I'm being honest with you. It is a blank card. Okay, like there are some blank cards in here where you can. I guess you can like draw your own, or you can create whatever you wanted to create. But I swear
like
it's blank.
The Joker
so,
or the unicorn. It's either the unicorn or the Joker or something. So that might be the best card in there. I guess I don't know.
It's basically like just saying, you know, you already are connected. You know what animals work with you. But just it's also a symbolic of the blank slate, right? You have blank slate. You have this world in front of you, this vision that you can create. Go create it, right? Go manifest. Go live your dreams and do what it is that you want to do, you know, while taking care of yourself as well in the process. And don't let anything hinder you. It's kind of what I get out of it. But it's really just because it's blank, that's a sign right there that, hey, you have this blank slate in front of you. You know, create, go, do it. Hmm. So that's not a specific animal, but there's still a message there for you. Of course, trust your own interpretation. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, there's kind of, you know, I always try to draw on the other animals that you draw, you know, as my reading too, you know, so I can lessen other people's, lessons as well.
Definitely. Trust yourself. Trust yourself in what you get. Like I was telling Janet earlier in the show, you know, she was saying she sees hawks. I said, well, trust yourself. If you feel like the hawk's your animal, then go for it. You know, I mean, I could tell you that that's your animal, but really only matters what you believe in the end is really what it comes down to. It's your own interpretation of things. That's what's more important.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, thanks, Ron.
Absolutely. It's great talking to you again.
Take care
of yourself.
Have a good week.
Thank you. You as well. All right. Let's go to someone I think you've been waiting for like a long time up here. Doesn't show the whole time. Let's try 310. Hi. Welcome to Ascension Magic. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Sorry, you've been holding for a while.
Yes.
What's your name?
My name is Susan.
Susan. Where are you calling from?
Yes. I'm calling from Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain. Okay. Susan. All right, Susan. I'm going to work with Native American for you too. I am. I know I'm working with Druid, but I feel like a stronger connection with this. I feel like that's more in tune with your essence. So I'm going to do that.
Yes.
And we'll see what animals are popping up for you today. Okay. So let's see. Yeah. Susan. Okay, here we go. So, this is such a beautiful animal. And I've seen these around here before. The blue heron. Have you seen a blue heron before?
Yes, I have.
Ooh, they're so pretty, aren't they?
It's very interesting that you drew that.
Yeah? Why is that? You gotta tell me.
Because I'm contemplating moving back to California. And that's where I saw one.
Oh my gosh. You know, that's funny because, you know, I live in California and there's I talked about earlier in the show, there's a park by my house. I always see all kinds of animals in there. And this one particular time when I was sitting on a picnic bench and I was writing and I look over and there's this blue heron over there. Because there's a little pond or a lake and it was right there. And I sort of, I tried to connect with it and I was, you know, receiving messages, and there was a lot of messages that were coming through about just giving myself power and all that. But according to, you know, the Native American tradition and the blue heron is reflection and the power of just reflecting on everything within yourself. Okay. So it's there to urge you to go into your feelings and find your truth, which I think we're all doing as we know with this quarantine and such, but it's allowing you to think about what you want to improve, what you want to change. And if you feel like you're getting stuck, then you might be too hard on yourself or you might be too critical of yourself. So, you know, don't point the blame at others. Don't point the finger at anyone else. Just kind of take a moment to go within, find your own personal truth, and figure out your own true spiritual self. And like the phoenix, you rise up from the ashes and you move forward. But because it's a bird, it's also a messenger animal. Birds are messengers. So there's a message, like you said, move to California. So it could be about that. But for you, I feel like it's saying, don't hold yourself back. I feel like it's saying, don't hold yourself back. Okay. Give your credit. Give credit where credit is due. Remember the things you have accomplished and dwell on the good things you have done. You know, there's, of course, we've all done things we wish we hadn't have done and could have done this, could have, should have, would have, you know, all these kinds of things. But we're only in this present moment right now. And it's a gift. And what do we wish to do with this present moment? Take back your energy, pull it back, and kind of think about, you know, what your next steps are going to be. You're very connected to the stars. You're very, very cosmic. There's a lot of cosmic energy pulling into you right now. So it's like, woo, the stars, when you're out there at night with the stars, it's like, woo, it's like your whole spirit awakens. But that cosmic energy that's pulling in, there's, you are connected. So there's cosmic energy within you. So almost like a star child. Have you heard that term before?
Yes.
Okay. So you probably already know that, but
yes.
That's what I see. That's what I see. I see that, the connection with other, like beings or other races or whatever out there across the universe. I mean, of course we're all connected to everything. I mean, it's not just like certain people that are, but you're more aware of it and you're here specifically to try to figure that out. But I'm getting this feeling of really, really, really just giving gratitude for where you've been, thanking your family, thanking your past for what it's brought you. And then just saying, okay, the things that don't serve me no more, that I just want to let them go. I can peacefully let them go and just move forward. I hope that makes sense. Cause that's what I'm feeling.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. You know, people like you and I, and a lot of spiritual people, we sometimes, our spirit chooses particular circumstances to come into the world for healing, for healing other people. That's a choice we consciously make, but also for healing ourselves as well, and the experience of our soul for soul growth. And I think you know that, but just having gratitude and just forgiveness for all parts of it, for everyone involved. And there's going to be like a lot of there's just new things coming along. I see a lot of white. So it's like white, white, white. There's so much white light around you. It's like, ooh, it's so awesome. It's so pretty, 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 pretty. And you know, that's very, very, very spiritual kind of color. There's also this like beautiful pinkish hue. Pink is unconditional love and gratitude. And working with, I see too, like the Mother Mary and Jesus and a lot of the Ascended Masters. So there's a lot of stuff there. But for you, I feel like the really important message is to reclaim your power. Okay, let go of what no longer serves you, forgive, move forward fearlessly, and reflecting so that you can just make sense of it all. That's kind of the big, big message that I get there. It's pretty cool.
Great. Awesome.
I hope that was helpful for you. It's a lot, I know.
It was. Yes, I'm taking it all in. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. Go forward fearlessly and do your thing, girl. You got this.
Okay. Awesome.
I hope
you
come. If you come out to California,
really
let me know. That's where I'm at. So, you know, Northern California or Southern California? Where are you thinking?
Going back to Southern California.
Okay. Well, I'm in Northern California, so that's okay. That's okay. We would love to have your energy over here on the West Coast.
Okay. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Okay. Well, it's nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you too, and many blessings.
Same to you, hon. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's see. Who else can we get next? Let's go to someone in 415, someone in my area. Hi, welcome to Ascension Magic.
Hi. Hello. This is Anne. I called in before. I'm in San Francisco.
Hi, Anne. Oh, yes. I think I remember talking to you before about the flowers, right?
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah.
How did that go for you?
Great.
Yeah, I know you were...
Which?
You were going to the park, remember? I think you were going to go out to the park or something.
Yes. That's what I was going to say is down at... Those are amazing. And the community garden that I go to just has amazing hummingbirds. And just yesterday, there's a couple, there's a hummingbird pair that live, they must live in a, when I water the garden, it's like a bird bath. I mean, they would come in and fly right next to me through the water.
Oh, so that's a sign for you. You know what the hummingbird means, right? The hummingbird is
about
joy.
Yeah, I mean, I know if you look it up.
Yeah, it's joy, but they're just like, they're like bees. They just dart around from place to place to place to place to place. They're, you know, they have the joyful energy, and they're bright, colorful, and they just zip, 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 zip. So they also have the energy of, you know, someone who does all these different things, you know, like, you know what I mean? So like someone who has a lot of interest and interested in a lot of different things, because, you know, from here to here to here to here to here, and like in a second they're gone. But that's cool. No, for you, and I'm going to get you a Druid card. Okay.
Great.
I think that's going to be helpful for you. We're going to get you a Druid animal that you can call upon, or that I kind of help you during this time period. Okay. So the animal, oh, how appropriate is this? You're going to laugh. This, you can't make this stuff up. It's the bee.
No way.
We were just talking about the bee, how
you,
it's so much like the hummingbird. But it's so funny.
God.
And but I if I'm not mistaken, the bee, I mean, what I think of the bee, I think of the same. I think of joy. The bee does its job joyfully. Mm-hmm. It goes to the flowers and it gets the pollen and it does its thing joyfully. And, you know, in biology, they study the dance of the bee, the waggle dance that it does, how it knows where its hive is. And it also knows the position of the sun. It's really connected to the light because the bee is connected with the sun. Now, what's interesting too is that in Gaelic, and I'm looking in the book here, it looks like the word for bee, it looks like beach, like almost like beach. It's literally spelled the same.
B-E-A-C-H.
So that's kind of an interesting thing.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of extra information there for you. But
if you can
see the picture, it's really, really, it's this huge bee on this picture, and it's gigantic, and it's just like staring at the sun. So it's bringing in the light for sure. And that's, you know, like the hummingbird and the bee, the joy. But bees also live in communities, right? When you think about it, they have the colonies, right?
The hive, yeah.
So, yeah. So the bee is also community and coming together. So how
when can we do that
thinking,
again?
Let's thinking about how we can do that. Like, because I was thinking about that as well as I'm talking to these people, and here I'm thinking, wow, I just like talking to these people, and how can we create this community of like-minded people where we help each other out, you know, and celebrating, you know, and just kind of, because the bee is always happy. So it's like a happy tradition, but community, joy, celebration. The bee also has a lot of gifts because, you know, the bee produces the honey. But you also have the wax, and that can come, you know, beeswax. So there's a lot of different kinds of things you can do with that, right? So you can think about gifts, as we've been talking about with other people as well. And honey, the sweetness, finding the sweetness
propolis
in life.
And
propolis
is very good to keep your immune system up.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So the hummingbird, of course, obviously, because it was around you, but the bee as well can be. Those are two very kind of similar animals in terms of their frequency, but they offer different gifts, you know, and we were thinking about the flowers before too. The bees always work with the flowers. So that's all there. I feel a message to say, like, tending to your garden. That's true for all of us. Like, we're tending to our garden. We're getting rid of the weeds. We're getting rid of the things that we don't want, and we're planting anew. Right. And let's think about that as a culture, as a society, as a group of people. What are our next steps? What can we do? Right. We have this, like we talked with Nathaniel, we had this blank slate. It's like almost like someone pushed a giant reset button on the planet. Right. We have the opportunity to really, really go forth, to live our truest potential, to create our world the way that we really, really want it to be. And it just starts with each one of us. So I just wanted to share that was coming through. So for you, I see the bee, obviously, and the hummingbird, but, you know, just keep on being yourself, keep on being the positive person that you are, putting that love out there in the world, because it's always, always, always appreciated.
Yeah, I definitely feel that May is different. I feel like I've done a lot of resting and recouping, and now for May, I really want to start, you know, maybe, you know, not at working mm-hmm. towards something, you know, working towards the next
sure.
plan and the next path. And,
mm-hmm.
and it has
well, just
a
remember the boar that was there earlier in the mm-hmm. show, the boar
mm-hmm.
helping you to kind of plow through the obstacles and helping you to kind of just go forward fearlessly. That's really that was a big, powerful message for many of us.
Yes, definitely.
Well,
yeah,
if it
you
was great
say
talking
goodbye
with
to
you,
the old
Anne.
Job. Yeah, definitely. Always, always. Thank you for coming on Sundays. Sure.
Yeah, call in anytime. It's happy to talk to you. All right. I think I have time for one more call. Okay. Thanks, Anne. All right. Let's see. We got like about 8 minutes left. Oh, who am I going to get to? I think I got to most people. Did I get to 630? I don't think I did. Hi. Welcome
Hi.
To Ascension Magic.
Thanks for
How are you?
Call.
Sure.
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Are you on speakerphone right now?
No.
Are you outside? It's kind of difficult to hear you.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'll stand
there must
still.
Be a lot of wind, maybe.
Maybe I'm calling from Chicago.
What's your name, hon?
My name is Jan.
Can you spell it for me?
G-I-O-N-N-E.
G-I-O?
No, that's Gian Morgan.
Okay. It's just really G-I-O. Difficult to...
G-I-O.
G-I-O-N-N-E.
G-I-O-N-N-E.
D-I-O-N-N-E.
D. Dion, like Dion Warwick.
Dion, okay. I apologize, Dion. It's just, there's a lot of background noise, so it's hard to hear you. I'm sorry. That was,
sorry
it's,
about
so,
that.
It's okay. It's okay. I just wanted to make sure I had the correct name. Dion. Okay, I got it, Dion. All right, so Dion, I'm going to draw you a animal medicine card. I'm going to work with the Native American again because I feel like that's a little bit more appropriate for you. I feel like it'll make sense for you. So let me think about, I see a lot of animals around you. I do see animals constantly. I see, you know, bees. I see birds. A lot of flying kind of animals already there with you. I see you in like a garden with like a lot of flowers, but tall flowers like sunflowers and like just kind of weeding through. I just see you with a lot of nature around you. So that's interesting because there's two animals that there's actually two that I drew for you. So. It just so happened. First one for you, which is kind of like a mysterious animal, is the jaguar. Rawr. How about that?
That's awesome.
So, you know, this is the Native American tradition. So there's different interpretations, right, depending upon like how you want to look it up. But the jaguar, it's really about just being true to yourself, but true to yourself with impeccable integrity, like dead honesty about who you are and saying, this is what I am, and truth in everything that you do. Okay. So it's a very, very strong medicine, but it's there to, as this has been coming up a lot today, to devour the unclean parts of human behavior. The jaguar is a cat that kind of moves, but it's strong and, you know, open its mouth and eat up, destroy the things that don't serve us. That's really, really important. But it's also there to kind of remind you to think about how you are displaying your authority, okay? Doing your in a position, like if you're a boss or maybe a parent or some type of authority figure, how you can do that with honesty, integrity, and in a compassionate way, understanding everyone's position, understanding other people and where they're coming from when you're in a sense of authority, okay? It's not a judgment thing. It's just reminding you, like, how can you be humble? How can you be aware of everyone else's feelings when you're coming, when you're in a position of authority. Okay. That's a Jaguar.
That makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Good. Good. Okay. I'm glad that's helpful. So just keep that in perspective. Just keep in mind, you know, someone else's position when you have to confront them. The other one, as I was seeing you guys, seeing you in the trees and the forest or whatever, was the butterfly. Now, of course, butterfly is pretty obvious with the transformation of quality coming out of the cocoon and transforming yourself. You're remembering a lot of parts of yourself. You're remembering a lot of things. And you've gone through a lot of transformations in your life already, haven't you? Like from your whole life.
Yes.
Yeah, it's been like constant, like transformation. It's like, okay. So that's one of your strengths, is that you can help other people who are trying to deal with transformation and trying to find out who they are, their identity, and figuring things out. You can be that guide for them. You can do that. That's also with the Jaguar, doing that with integrity and doing that with understanding. So it makes sense. The butterfly, of course, also, we know, you know, flies and just flutters away. So you can be free as well. You know, you can free yourself up from some of the responsibility sometimes, let yourself have a little bit of fun. Okay. So, but it, you know, it's saying too, if you've been feeling like you're exhausted, take note of the colors that you've been drawn to. Okay. If you've been seeing green, it could be maybe you want to eat more vegetables. If you see blue, it could be, you know, maybe more being around water or the sky. So that's kind of part of the messages as well, because butterflies are very colorful animals. And those are my two cards for you. I hope that's made sense for you for today.
It did. I really enjoyed that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're so welcome. Best of luck to you in Chicago there. You know, I'm from Chicago. That's my hometown.
Oh, really? What part?
Yeah, I'm from the South Side.
Oh, no way. Me too.
Yeah, I grew up like on the South Side, like near Midway Airport around there. And we kind of moved a little bit farther south away from there, but that's where I grew up.
That's awesome. Yeah, I grew up in Orland Park.
Oh, yeah. I have a lot of family there. And in fact, my parents will spend a lot of time in Bridgeview. And now they live in Madison.
Wisconsin?
So not too far. Madison.
Oh, Madison.
Madison. Yeah, look, over there on like Cicero somewhere. I don't know. I'm trying to remember my streets. Like 100 and something in Cicero. Yeah. Well,
mm-hmm.
It's good talking to you, Dion. I wish you all the best. Okay.
Thank you.
Hang
so
in
much.
There.
Have
You're
a
welcome.
Great night.
Okay, you do the same. All right, it's been so great talking to you all and getting to know some of you new people. David, it's great talking to you in Palm Springs, and Janet and Dion. We have a great show today. It's been fun. If you guys like my show, please click follow so you can keep up with new episodes. I'm not sure I'm going to be on next week because it's Mother's Day. Sorry, I had to spend some time with my mama virtually. But in 2 weeks, I'll probably have a new show. You can also find me on Facebook, facebook.com/AscensionMagic. And I have a website, ascensionmagic.com. It's been great talking with you all. Hang in there and just remember the boar to help you to plow through with strength. And also remember that there's been a lot of talk today about letting go of what doesn't work for us. Doing that peacefully and easily. And know that you do have lots of help from animals, but also help from angels, guides, your own intuition. You're always, always loved. Okay. So with that being said, we always end with a little bit of love. So until next time, guys, here is some love.